Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome, citizens, to the blooper episode of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. As your media director, it is my duty to inform you that these bloopers may contain content some listeners may find vulgar. The season finale of season 1, episode 10 of Liberty Critical Research, will be released on January 12th, 2016. We wish everyone a happy New Year. We wish everyone a happy New Year. So, without further ado, the bloopisode. Welcome, citizen, to this episode of the Liberty Research Proposal Podcast.
One more time.
Okay.
You're doing good.
You don't have to yell. I can hear you perfectly fine. You're over there, and that's over there, and I have bad eyes. Welcome, citizens, to the sixth episode.
That's the bloopers reel right there.
Episode six of...
You forgot the name of the podcast.
I was thinking too much.
This is totally going to the loop.
So, Cato, did you hear? Longs West is starting his own monthly broadcast.
Can you sound less interested in it?
Less interested, okay.
Yeah. Like just, you know, you're trying to make idle chatter while you're eating food.
Oh, okay. And he's talking to... Who ate the pumpkin?
Patel.
Patel, okay.
All of you should finish eating before the briefing, pumpkin or no pumpkin, Officer Ljungqvist.
One more time?
But enough talk. Senior Investigator Rodriguez, would you begin the briefing?
Sweet, sour, savory.
Don't send the ones marked goodbye. Goodbye. I keep reading it.
Minimal level of volume, so your unique accent is not noticed by fringes, which would draw attention. Second, we should establish some words that indicate an upcoming... conflict or some form of immediate thing danger in a given situation.
You doing it with those guys?
And perhaps you doing it with those guys. It just feels weird saying it so, like, slowing it down because it seems like something that should be said quickly.
It matches your colorful person. It's just like two words together. Is like, Okay. Colorful personality. Okay. It matches your colorful.
I just cannot get that.
That's all right.
Okay. Okay, so I'm joking around with him. Okay. Okay. It matches your colorful personality. It matches your colorful.
Okay. Sound like you can actually have more variety in your voice for this one. Or be a little higher, maybe. Like,
It matches your colorful personality. Okay. It matches your colorful personality.
One more like that?
I love this. I'm so glad I don't have to say your last name, Sev.
You missed, Cap, me just like taking 15 hours trying to get Jofsky. No, what was that?
Kofsky?
Kofsky. No. Kofsky I could get. It was the the really difficult last name. Jungfist. Like trying to Jungfist is hard enough in my own voice, but trying to do it in like the specifically the Gradius voice. Jungfist. He's like, no, that's not right. Do it a little different. Jungfist.
Jungfist?
That's basically, he's like, no, say Jungfist. I'm like, ugh. Okay. Okay. Anyways, I'm Batman. I recommend the Jungfist.
That was it, yeah.
I recommend Jungfist or myself based on I recommend Jungfist or myself based on stature alone.
Almost imagine the L's not there, so Jungfist.
Jungfist. Okay.
And then slip it in like last one. I recommend Jungfist.
Okay. I recommend Jungfist. No, I still didn't. I recommend Jungfist or myself.
Now get suited up. Sev, wait Krovsky.
Krovsky, sorry.
What is it?
Kovsky. Kovsky, yeah.
Kovsky, okay. Now get suited up. Sev, wait I always want to say Krovsky. Okay, let's do it again. Okay. Okay. Now get suited up. Sev, let me do that again.
That's okay.
Now get suited up. Sev, wake Krovsky. That's a tough one.
Wake Kovsky.
Yeah. Sev, wake Kovsky.
Twister.
It is. Wake Kovsky. I guess that was.
Yeah, one more.
Coughing fakely. Oh.
Like one of those. Like.
Okay. Not been to many clubs. Eh, Kovsky?
Kovsky.
So is it yellow or jello?
Shit, jello. Where'd you. Jello. Okay.
Your best eyes on.
Her thing is, I have the best eyes on Atreus.
Your best eyes on Atreus is nothing here. Everyone.
Are nothing here.
Absolutely more than one now. Wherever we go, Jalo.
Yep.
Absolutely more than one now. Wherever we go, Jalo.
Jalo.
Jalo. Turn to the next side tunnel to the left. Oh, God. Started moving. Then go left, Kato.
Kato.
God damn it.
Go left, Kato.
Dr. Fawn and Miss... What's it? How do you...
Pousset. It's French.
Sev presents.
Sorry.
Sev presents a valid concern. Sev presents a valid... Valid.
Yeah.
There's also a close combat weapon made from scrap and a replica of your weapons of choice. I'll take point. Flustered. I'm the point man. Unless you have a better understanding of the fridge.
Until
of the fridge. I know where the lettuce is. It's not for health reasons. It serves a... Oi, you! Except less Australian.
Yeah.
It's mine. You want stuff I want?
We have incoming... We have incoming contacts at 180.
Okay, I gotta get how to say that part. Like, I'm thinking, like, you said, like, one syllable.
Just think of it as, like, gah, Archon, they smell awful.
Archon, they smell awful.
Yeah. I got a bubble in your throat from air, so one more.
Okay.
That was perfect.
I like pig feet, yeah, actually. Okay. You were right, Gradius. They do like feet.
The scrap is this way. I see their left. Oh, that sounds like I'm from New York.
Yeah, it does.
It was the ears and the zaps.
The scrappers are this way.
K. No.
K. Ugh.
Can you do like just a soft like?
Nah.
Yeah. Every few meters. One, then the other.
One again.
Oh, there is one more. My screen wasn't all the way zoomed out.
No, that's fine.
All right. One, then the other.
There's only two, actually.
Oh. I thought I did two the first time.
Yeah,
I am the knight. I am Rodriguez. Your claims. God, now I got the Batman in my voice.
You gotta be fast with it. I know that's weird because it's like read this for the first time.
Right.
Feel free to take.
No, it's my dick.
Both would be most beneficial.
Kofsky. Do you know what you're getting into, kid? Feel like a small grooved rectangle, slightly larger than a meal canister. Can I get some more water?
Yeah, sorry.
These symbols are notorious, even in the Eastern Fringe. Kofsky, your interest in special structure is the least of my concerns right now.
Social structure? Is it
clear
about their social structure?
Shit! Jalo, you were right. I think I saw something move behind us. Okay.
How did they get their hands on Night Spec technology all the way out here in the Fringe?
No one could find us anyway.
What's the name of our group? I don't know just yet. Just be quiet until I can discern what their intentions are. I gotta cut down on the water. What being needs cameras when its eyes see in the dark as though it was day? Damn, Rodriguez, you getting poetical on us? Jalo, turn to the next side. Oh, huh.
See, I would scream.
you could do just a slightly less energetic version of what you would scream.
Okay.
Are there any alternatives back there?
Not that aren't already occupied. All right.
Any alternatives back there?
Not that aren't already occupied. Okay.
But less risky than choosing the name of an enemy. Reeve, Gradius, they're people.
If it's not going to be Mirkovsky, that leaves our close quarters
specialist.
If it's not going to be Mirkovsky, then it's an easy decision.
Say it really slow.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I think anger.
Yeah. Be quiet back there. You. Yeah, because like I hear it now too. Like when I say it, the problem is like there's like a half tone.
Material.
There's like a half tone where it drops, and then I want to be like
the sword of Cain.
You know. Started, and I'm worse at laughing than you are.
Yes, you are. Okay,
yeah. So.
Go for it.
Well, I can't do it if you're just fucking sitting right there, ready to pop. I mean, this is I was really getting into it. Now right, I'm getting out of it. No, yeah.
Into it. Low voice.
All right. So, and is this, they're underground, right? You said yeah. Like sewers?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is indeed correct.
All right. Now I need to get back into it because like, I was feeling the knife. I was feeling getting ready to chop up Kofsky. And now I'm fucking pissed off that I can't do that. And now I'm fucking pissed off because those fuckers won't shut up. All right. I'm ready to go.
Go for it. All right. Good.
Be quiet back there. You are to be presented to the elders. Show respect. Stay quiet unless spoken to.
I'm fine.
We will have our items and our freedom. There, we will have our freedom.
America.
Should we just bow down? Let them kill us all? Should we feed their grand? Should we just bow down? Let them kill us all? Should we feed their grandmother and foe?
Okay. Are you cool with the butt being higher pitch?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. It's a longer climb than you think, but it will lead you to the surface.
It shall lead you to the surface.
Okay, one more time?
Yeah. That's good.
All right. It's a longer climb than you think, but it will lead you to the surface.
Shall.
Okay. My eyes are so tired at this time of night. It's all interpretive for me right now.
You're almost there.
But it shall lead you to the surface. And that's another hard word for me to say. All right. It's a longer climb than you think, but it shall lead you to the surface.
Go for it.
Are you sure with that going on?
It stopped.
But it shall lead you to the surface. I'm too giddy, right? Go back. We just need to just do it, you know?
Go for it.
But it shall lead you to It's not even the word. It's just me thinking about like doing the butt. Because like the first time it was just natural. Like it happened naturally, but now to manufacture it again is like I was like, wow, that actually is a lot harder than I thought. I wanna read the whole line.
All right, go for it.
Okay. Can you zoom out a little bit? I wanna just get back into the context a bit. I think that'll help me. Scroll up just a little bit.
Here, this is the way up. What? Already?
Okay. It's a longer climb than you think. God damn it. It's what's bizarre is it's not even funny to me. Like it's I'm really like feeling that moment, but it's just like this gut reaction, you know? They're waiting for you at the surface.
I'm not even laughing.
Just no. I know. It's just me now because now all the things that I'm trying to repress are just building up.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, Miss Music Night. Sounded fun. I'm just starting to get sultry.
Well, you very sultry. Tone.
Yeah, it is.
The other lady.
Oh my. Ooh.
Your room is up the stairs, first to the left. If you go till sunrise, we'll charge you extra after you're done. Also, if you want something else, just ring the doorbell and I'll be... Your room is up the stairs, first on the left. If you go till sunrise, we'll charge you extra after you're done. Also, if you want someone else, just ring the doorbell. Doorbell.
Oh, that was so good until that point.
Also, if you want someone else, just ring the bell and I'll be up here to help you get your next pick. God dang.
No, one more time.
Also, if you want someone else, just ring the bell and I'll be up here to... Oh, Jesus Christ on a stick. Hopefully no one's Christian. Also, if you want someone else, just ring the bell and I'll be up here to help you get your fucking shit. God. Yep. One more time. This is it. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna do it right. Also, if you want someone else, just ring the bell and I'll be up to get... Shit, motherfucker. God. I don't know maybe why this line is just...
You said it enough, maybe.
It's like you forget how to words.
Just ring the bell and I'll help you get your next pick.
I do, it's probably something like trying to sound a little bit fancy, but kind of, you know, like, definitely lower class. Like, oh, welcome to Penny's Club, fair travelers. You know, like, maybe something
so,
like that.
So, again, see, you got the Jewish mother thing going on.
You could probably do a little bit of that.
Yeah. Okay. Do you expect things? You know what? Just never mind it. They got it.
I'm tired of this fucking line.
Sure. Follow me. Footsteps, stairs, background noise, music.
You don't actually have to say the stage directions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, I did apply for this mission. Stop. So your recommendation is to just let his sacrifice for the mission be in vain? Ugh, I don't like that lad.
It's a little faster. Yeah. A little bit faster.
You have no right to say that. You don't know Kato. You corrupt, fringe-loving traitor.
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't say bastard. They say traitor. So it's that.
So traitor is
a slur.
Okay.
It is the worst slur you can think of.
Okay. Traitor. Is it? You're going to let them take Kato away. Stop, Sev. This is not helping anyone.
I don't like that.
Oh, seething. Oh, I went too far. Your claims are bliss. All your base are belong to claim. Your claims are baseless. That wasn't really base. No, well, you liked it?
No, not that one.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. Thinking that you have something nice to go back to might just get keep, blah, blah. Your claims are base. Oh, the God, it's not the depth. I apologize.
You have the depth. In these, we can hear the depth.
Oh, okay.
You're getting okay. Down there.
Yes, I did apply for this mission. Stop.
You have no right to say that. You don't know Kato, you fringe-loving traitor.
Do you agree we suggest course of action?
With my suggested. Yeah.
I don't have anything you can catch. Let me handle the talking.
Perfect.
I just keep changing the emphasis until you're happy.
All
four
of those are gonna be good.
Yeah.
Depending on how the others.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast.
No, Jalo, he's gone. Really. No one can spend that much time out in the fringes. Oh, he's gone. Don't trust this degenerate. Don't trust this degenerate. Ah.
Caitlin, be quiet. I was capturing your giggling.
The sexy girl giggle that we need.
You do write good prostitutes. Okay. This brand is my protection. No one's going to mess with me unless the Starks let them.
Starks.
Did I say Starks?
You said Starks.
Nah.
Tony!
Tony! Tony is my pimp. Oh, okay.
Go for it. Talk to Kat, because she's far away.
Oh, pretend you're one of my workers.
Go for it.
I can't be sophisticated talking like an aristocrat, but I have to have aristocrat attitude, okay?
Yeah, you need the attitude.
I'll sound like a bougie girl.
Servants don't have anything.
Oh. I don't really know much about music. I just know that most nights, one or two people. Other nights, there's a few of them. Normally, it's more inflection.
On them.
Okay.
Something awesome.
Okay.
I've only seen once or twice.
Puppies. Oh, puppies. Another one has this bone she's made all hollow. And it's my favorite.
Orlando Bloom.
How does that...
Channing Tatum.
Sultrier?
One night after the previous recording, which was also a night. I have good news, though. I recorded a series of long and, at points, strange interviews with four prostitutes named Shiny. With a four prostitute named...
You lying puss face. Oh, Jello. You know, market is in it. In so far? Int?
No, the market in so far.
Okay.
Int.
Yeah.
But without the F.
Wait, am I going to be like, glad I didn't chat you and you're getting to sleep last night?
No, I don't mean that loud, but just like...
Okay, like I'm like my friend is drunk and I'm whispering, I'm like yelling in her ear to club. I got you. Because that's about the level.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
Peace, suckers!
You go right, you go left.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.